And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. But before we do that, I have to give a shout out to somebody I've known for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, I've known this person for, well, just shy, well, technically, not just shy of, but I've known this person for 55 years. 55 years. Now, some of you would look at the radio and you would say, dude, you knew somebody for 55 years? You're no spring chicken. And technically, I am no spring chicken, but you know what? I can brag and I can say that I've known my brother for 55 years. And by the way, Walter, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy 55th. You can't drive 55 because, well, I guess you're going to have to drive 55 because you're 55 now. My compliments to Sammy Hagar and all those people that wrote the that cool song. But my point is this. My brother has turned 55. And you know what he has? He has a retirement problem. He does. He has a retirement problem. Now, is that a problem? And the short answer is yes. Yes, it's a problem. Because as he looks at the horizon in front of him, he's getting closer to that age when we as Americans, we say, I need to be retired. So what's he done for retirement? Well, he's kind of done what some of you have done for retirement. He hasn't done a lot. He hasn't. He hasn't been able to. And it has to do with some life choices that he made, but they were life choices that were made. And he can't go back on them. He had to live with the life choices that he made. Now, some of you are thinking, what did he do? Did he rob a liquor store or something? No. Walter, I mean, I'm just going to share your backstory with millions of people. And the reason we're going to do that is because we're going to help people understand there's a different path to retirement, and not everybody goes by the same path, and not everybody gets to a place in their life where they feel comfortable with their journey. Yet all of these people have the ability to change what they're doing. All of these people have the ability to stop dead in their tracks and do something a little different. So Walter, let's do this. As my brother, you're going to help me on your 55th birthday as you're in the process of changing your life. Because here's the thing you don't know about Walter. Because I didn't tell you. He's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He is. He's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He has educated himself on how to change his life. And you know what he's been doing? He's been working on his plan. He has. He's got a plan all laid out that's going to get him to a place of retirement. And it involves real estate investing. Something he really never did before. Something you probably never did before and probably are not doing. Now, some of you would argue, would say, well, hey, dude, I own my house and I got equity in it. That's an investment. Yes, I believe that is an investment in a place where you live. That's what I think that is. It's an investment in a place where you live. You are consuming that place where you live. It is costing you money to live there, even though the value of that property is going up. Well, why is that different than real estate investing? Well, here's the difference. With real estate investing, you have an asset that's effectively doing the same thing, except you're not bearing the cost of that wear down on the property. You're not. You have somebody paying you a certain sum of money every month And in doing so, they are paying your expenses of owning and operating that property. And when you do it correctly, you get cash flow. When you do it correctly, you get equity capture. When you do it correctly, you get the benefits of being a real estate investor. Now, I may have led you to believe that my brother made some life choices in his life that led him to maybe down a very dark path. And to that extent, I don't think he went down like a dark path, like he didn't go to jail. He didn't get incarcerated for drugs and alcohol. He didn't kill somebody with his vehicle. He didn't do any of that sort of stuff. Does that make sense? What he did wrong was, well, this is going to upset some of you people, but it's something that happened in his life, and he can't change it, and it's just a result of making a bad choice. You ready for it? He chose the wrong life partner. He did. He chose a woman that he thought he was in love with. He thought she was in love with him. Turns out, maybe she wasn't in love with him so much. After all, there were issues that occurred in the marriage, and it resulted in divorce. And not just any kind of divorce, a very, very painful, messy divorce that was just not fun to be around. Not that I was a part of it or anything like that, but I did witness it happen. And I will tell you, if there's a manual on how to make divorce difficult and messy on both parties, I think my brother and my former sister-in-law, I think they wrote the book on it. It was a problem. Now, how did that translate into my brother's life? Well, it meant things like 401ks and IRAs and saving for retirement. Those things had to go on the back burner. Why is that? Because he had to support not one, but two households. See, here's the problem with divorce. Divorce is not a plan for financial success. It is not. I mean, it won't get you there. It will destroy whatever you've done to try and get there. It will wreak havoc on your life financially. It just does. Now, I hear that there are people that actually manage divorce a lot better than my brother and my former sister-in-law managed it. But I think the majority of people are in their camp. And on top of that, there were not one, not two, but three children that were involved in the divorce process. So the courts decreed that my brother would pay money to his former wife in the form of child support, but not in the form of alimony. Just child support. But when you factored in how much that child support was, I remember at times talking to my brother, that child support was like 45% of his after-tax income. They took a lot of money out of his paycheck. They took so much money out of his paycheck, he had to get a second job so that he had money to live himself. So there was no extra money getting put aside into a 401k. Now, the one thing that he did do is he bought a place to live. At the time all this was going on, you could actually buy real estate for a cheaper monthly cost than it would cost to rent. So my brother talked to me about buying a place, and I suggested maybe he ought to go for it. At least have something that goes up in value in your portfolio that hopefully nobody could take away from you. So he bought effectively a townhome, and he lives in that townhome today. And he has probably about $250,000 of equity in that townhome. So one of the things my brother has been doing is, since he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, he has remedied his child support problem. And here's how it was remedied. The kids all aged out. They're all adults now. There's no requirement to make child support payments anymore because the courts have determined that they are self-sufficient adults now. So now he doesn't have to pay a big chunk of his income elsewhere. Now, he still gives money to his kids. Don't get me wrong, he loves his kids. But he doesn't give them the amount of money that child support was requiring, which, to be frank with you, I think was just going into the pocketbook of his former spouse. I don't think it was benefiting the children the way it was intended to be benefiting the children. That's just my opinion, and this is an opinion-based show. So when you fast forward to today, it hasn't been that long since my brother has been free of his court order. He lived with that court order for like 16 years. It's like a jail sentence. It is. But he didn't have to go to jail. But he sure had to pay a lot. He did. And many of you are in that exact situation. You've taken retirement. You've put it on the back burner because you just don't think there's a way. You don't think there's a way to get from where you're at today to where you want to be. You don't even know that there's a path. But I'm here to tell you there's a path. And that path has been laid out for my brother. That path has been laid out for all the other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And those of us that choose to follow the path, we follow the path succinctly. Now, that path has all kinds of branches and sequels to it. It means no matter what our situation is when we get started, we can still get to the result we're looking for. How about that for a path? You can do it too. I'll tell you what. I'm going to explain to you this deal that was available a year ago. It's going to blow your mind. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And we're doing so by, number one, wishing my brother a happy 55th birthday. Congratulations, Walter. You've made it around the sun 55 times. And in doing so, you created a retirement problem for yourself. But by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you have taken the first step in correcting your ways. you have taken the first step in making sure that you can correct your retirement problem. Now, what we don't know is we don't know how long it's going to take. And the reason we don't know how long it's going to take is because you've been in phase one of your plan, which is eliminate debt, right? You picked up some debt that you've been carrying. So you've been continuing to work. And now that you're not paying child support, you're paying off all that debt. And I think that's wise, because that's bad debt. That's debt you've been carrying that's considered consumer debt that doesn't do anything for you because it doesn't buy you anything that makes you money. Right? Okay. So you've been getting rid of all of that consumer debt. That is brilliant, because I happen to know that your expenses of living are reasonably low. I mean, you've kind of been forced into a situation where you've had to live kind of a pauper's existence. So you know how to get it done. You're actually very similar to my guest from Tuesday's show. You know, when I had Gordon on, who, by the way, is our kind of our namesake. Now, okay, granted, our last name is Gordon. His first name is Gordon. But, you know, when you run into a Gordon, whether it's the first name or whether it's the last name, you just kind of click, right? Well, Gordon is I'm not saying Gordon has the same background that you had, because Gordon had a completely different background. But the two of you know how to live life kind of on the I don't need a lot to get by side of life. And as a result of that, you don't need that many properties to get you retired. You don't. You can get it done. Now, Gordon got it done with six houses. Now, Walter, I don't know if your situation is similar to Gordon's situation, but he did it with six. What if you could do it with six? Would you be interested? What if I told you about a property that you could have bought a year ago today? Yeah, this is a property that Jennifer, one of the Lifestyles Realty team members, sent out to the Lifestyles community. Now, you wouldn't have seen it because we had not made you a member of Lifestyles Unlimited yet. Remember becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited was your Christmas gift? Remember that? Yeah. So effectively, you haven't even been a member for a year, but you've actually done a lot in your life to change where you're going. But think about it. Had you decided a year ago to tap into the equity in your home, I know. That bothers you. Walter, we have talked about this. I know that bothers you because you've got a very seasoned loan on that property. You have paid down that loan for a good 15, 16 years. So refinancing is kind of scary, right? Because you know that the majority of your payments now are going towards principal, and as you continue down the path, you're going to pay off the property faster and faster and faster. And that gives you comfort, right? But here's the problem. Just building up equity, just having that equity sitting there doing nothing is a problem in itself. Now, if you don't want to touch that original loan, that's fine. Look into getting a supplemental loan. There are organizations out there. You can probably find them as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor list. Lenders that will make you a supplemental loan on your property. And what that supplemental loan is going to do for you is leave the underlying first alone. You'll probably pay a higher interest rate for that supplemental loan, but it'll be just that. It'll be a supplemental loan. And when that underlying loan pays off, the supplemental loan will move into first place. Now, one thing you could do is you don't have to get a 30-year loan. You get like a 15-year loan, and then everything would pay off by the time you turn, what, 70? Okay. I mean, it's your plan, not my plan. So if you were to take a supplemental out, and let's say it was just a home equity line of credit, and you just take it out as you need it. What if I told you a year ago you could have bought not one, not two, but three houses? Jennifer offered a package of three houses. Now, they're in pretty bad shape. They each needed about $55,000 worth of repair work to bring them up to our standard of in Lifestyles Unlimited. So your total rehab on the three properties was like $166,000. Yeah, $166,000. Scaring the daylights out of you, right? But it shouldn't. Because as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you understand how to rehab properties. You have been taught the way to do it. And if you feel that you don't know something, go back and take the educational course again. Get the training that you need to fix what you don't feel comfortable with. And if there's something you don't feel comfortable with, talk to a member of the Lifestyles Unlimited team or talk to one of your fellow members. They can probably clear it up for you really quick. So why do you do that? Because it's available to you. Because you're part of a network, you're part of a community, you're part of people that want to see you succeed. And one of the things that you could have done is you could have taken money out. You would have needed $31,000 to buy not one, not two, but three houses that required $166,000 worth of rehab. But you would have made a ton of money. See, you would have been able to buy all three houses for a total of $176,000. It was a real opportunity. It was a real opportunity that not only existed a year ago, it allowed you to capture, now get this, $98,000 of equity. That's $98,000 of equity that you don't apply to the transaction. So how do you apply equity to the transaction? Oh, you put cash into the deal. So whatever cash that you put in buys you a chunk of equity. So for instance, on this particular deal, to buy these three houses, now this is going to blow you away too, because you could have bought all three of these houses for $31,000 cash out of pocket. Now, you probably would not be able to do this deal if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because you have to understand the way we buy properties. You have to understand the way we rehab properties. You have to understand the way we operate properties. But because we do things the way we do things, you can effectively buy $450,000 worth of real estate for only $176,000. And in doing so, only put $31,000 of your own money into the deal. You know what that represents? An equity contribution on your part of less than 7%. Effectively, you're buying the asset for 7% down. Now some of you are looking at the radio like, dude, that's illegal. You can't do that. Dude, it's totally legal. And yeah, dude, we can totally do that. And here's how we do it. We take advantage of something called hard money. That hard money allows us to buy an asset for 70% of the after repair value. So effectively, if all three of the properties are worth $450,000, we have lenders that will loan us 70% of that amount of money. and we can use that money to pay for the acquisition costs of the assets, effectively paying for the $176,000, and then we can use whatever's left over to put towards the rehab. That $31,000, that's the amount of money that we're short. That's the amount of money we have to put into the deal to make the deal whole. But by putting $31,000 into the deal, we're capturing an additional $98,000 of equity. We're getting a 316% return on capital gains. It's beautiful. Now, here's what else this property would do for us had we bought it a year ago. It puts out cash flow. Cash flow was good a year ago. Still good, but it was a little better a year ago, at least for this asset. So these three assets, these three properties combined together, generate $1,593 per month in cash flow. When you annualize that, that's over $19,000 per year. So that's three properties producing over $19,000 per year. Now, it cost you $31,000 to produce $19,000 coming back into your pocket that you can spend on anything you want. And because of depreciation, you're going to have a bunch of the tax liability wiped out. You are. Not all of it, because you're actually making too much money, which is, you know, that's a good problem, right? Because you're getting I hope you're sitting down, a 61.67% return on the cash on cash. Now, if you held this property until today, and let's say you decided to sell it, and somebody buys it, and they're willing to close tomorrow, there's a reason we want to wait till tomorrow to sell the property. It has to do with capital gains taxes, whether we're liable for short-term or long-term capital gains taxes. Short-term capital gains taxes are more punishing, if you will, than long-term capital gains taxes. So as a result, what we want to do is we want to hold the property for a year and a day. That's going to allow us to be eligible for long-term capital gains taxes. So if we sell the property and we pay our taxes, guess what we get? A lot of money. We do. We get a lot of money. How much money? Well, in addition to the $31,000 that we put into the deal, which, by the way, comes back to us, between the equity capture, between all the cash flow that we've generated over a year, between the principal pay down, between the natural appreciation that occurs, and the tax advantages that protect not all, but a good portion of the cash flow from taxation, we're going to get an estimated additional $82,500. Yeah, I should have said that with more emphasis, right? I should have said, we're going to get an additional $82,500, because, I mean, that's really what's happening here. But my voice is calm about it, because that's just the way it happens when we do real estate as real estate investors and as Lifestyles Unlimited members. It's as, nah, yeah, I generated a 266% return on investment. You know, last week I did a show on the stock market, and I said, if you were only invested in the NASDAQ, what did you get, a 19.1% return on investment after a year? Well, here's a deal after a year would get you 266% return on investment. And here's the thing. You don't have to sell it. You could hold this property for another year. What does it do if you hold it for another year? I mean, this is part of what you do as a real estate investor. You take a look at, okay, what are the gains? What's it going to do for me if I hold it for another year? And then you compare that to your opportunity costs of doing something else. So if you held this asset for a second year, your net total return would be a little over $120,000. You add the $31,000 that you put into the deal to that $120,000, you're now getting $151,000 in change. It's effectively a 388% return on investment. Now, some of you have been listening to this radio show for a while, and you know that one of the things that we talk about, and I didn't talk about it on this show, but we talk about it on other episodes, is the rehab process and the fact that when we do rehab, we make sure that everything that does not have a lifespan of at least 5 years gets fixed or replaced. And part of that reason is to give us an exit strategy at the five-year mark when, well, things might start breaking. Let the new owner deal with those problems, right? Okay, it's not a bad thing, okay? And it's a business decision on our part. What if we held this thing for 5 years? We would receive $239,000 in net total return. If you add the $31,000 that we put into the deal back onto it, that's $270,000 in change. We effectively took a $31,000 investment and over 5 years, by operating the property correctly and preparing it for sale and then transacting that property in the future, we get a total return on investment to include our original principal of $270,000, which is approximately 772% return on investment. Now, do you think you can get yourself retired in 5 years, or maybe longer, or maybe shorter, if you can find assets that produce returns like this? And I'm here to tell you, Walter, they exist. They existed a year before. And guess what? Properties exist today for us to purchase. So let's get you going. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Walter's about to do, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on start here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.